lights. I can't hear anything.
What are you waiting for, then?
Okay, okay.
Get on with it.
Just relax, Dave.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. Bring her in.
It's okay, Jenny.
Is Rory all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He only wanted to pee. He's gone straight back to sleep.
Oh, I have to make up Debbie's room.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I'll let them wait. Mm-hmm. She won't be here for a couple of days yet. Just go back to sleep. Good night.
Get a brass band clean as well.
Oh, sorry. Have I woken you up?
No, it was the tooth fairy dropping in to see how I'm doing.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
Any luck with the fox?
Hey?
Isn't that what you and Kenton stayed up for? I heard you clumping around outside.
Oh, right. No. Didn't see a fox.
I don't know why you bothered. Hasn't been around for days. It'll be long gone.
Yeah.
Did you fall in some muck while you were out there?
Have a shower in the morning.
Thanks. Only 4 more hours to breathe this then.
Shh. Let's get some kippy.
I was, till a couple of minutes ago. Fast asleep, in fact.
The night.
Night. What?
Nothing.
David?
You'll have to be up for milking soon, love. Try to get some sleep.
It was last night, about 10 o'clock. I was watching the end of a silly film when the phone rang.
She's coming on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. She's having a few days with us before she flies on to see Kate and Sipo in Johannesburg.
Well, it's lucky that she can take the time. Things must be quiet in Hungary.
Debbie's earned a break, Adam. She works so hard.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad Kate will have one of us with her. It can be very lonely when you've just had a baby.
Well, she's got all Lucas's family.
Yes, but from our side too. I want her to feel supported.
I'm sure she does, Mum.
Anyway, it's lovely that Debbie's coming here first.
Sure. Now, I'd better get on, Mum.
Oh, I spoke to her about Alice as well.
Huh?
And I'm hoping if Debbie talks to her, she'll see there's no sense in staying on at the vicarage, cutting herself off.
Well, Alice knows she's got other options.
Here's the place to try your glider, Rory.
Well, maybe her big sister will get through to her.
Okay.
Brian, I'm about to start this up.
Keep away from the tractor, Rory. Now, look, see how many throws it takes to cross the yard.
All right. 1, 2...
I'll make an early lunch, then.
That'll be great. See you later.
Yeah, well, I'll make something light for about 12.
You're looking much brighter than I expected this morning, Jenny. Yeah, I was rather afraid we disturbed you last night. Rory shouldn't have had milk so late, and he had to have a wee.
Didn't hear you. I slept very well, actually.
When I got back to bed, you were worrying about getting Debbie's room ready.
I wasn't, you was were. I?
You were only awake for a moment, but she must have been on your mind.
5.
How did she seem when she rang?
Oh, very excited about going to South Africa.
Did she say anything about when she's here, meeting Rory?
No, not really.
No. I expect once she sees him.
We spoke about Kate and Sipo, mostly. She's longing to see them.
I know you'd love to as well.
Sure is.
Oh, well done!
That's very good, Rory!
Wait, have you thought about going over?
To Johannesburg?
Kate would be absolutely thrilled.
It's good now.
Ah, I told you it'd fly better if we made the nose heavier.
How many throws did it take, Rory?
100.
100? That's a great big fib.
No.
That was never 100.
I'll do it again, this way.
Hey, mind a puddle.
So what do you think?
One.
Well, of course, I'd love to drop everything to go to see them.
Then why not?
Two.
Oh, haven't we got our hands rather full here, Brian?
You can put the rest of the cable on now, Eddie.
Okay. Then do you want a hand moving the Herefords?
Oh, if you've got time.
Oh, I'm in no rush.
Oh, well, it's good of you to help. I was going to ask Kenton.
Is he here?
Yeah, he stayed over last night. He didn't seem very interested in moving electric fences when I looked in this morning.
Want it connecting to the juice?
Please.
I don't mind helping out.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I seem to be spending half my time moving livestock at the moment. As soon as you put them anywhere, it gets poached up.
A lot of your grass is still in the right mess, ain't it?
Yeah. Gonna take weeks for Skipperly to dry out.
And your wheat ain't looking too clever. I noticed in Wormits.
I know. It's gone down in a couple of places, but the downpour last night didn't help.
Last thing we needed.
It's horrible to drive through.
You weren't out in it.
Well, we planned to miss it.
What were you doing out then?
Coming back from somewhere with Kenton. Still, Ambridge seems to have dodged the worst of it.
Yeah, we've been lucky. I've got a mate in Walter Lee Cross, lost all his French and runner beans. 10 acres.
Oh, and did you see Webster Bridge in the Echo?
God, dreadful. So, I suppose we shouldn't really grumble about things like the single wicket being cancelled.
No. Mind you, quite fancied my chances this year.
Nah, the smart money was on Barry.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it was in the form of his life.
You guys hungry?
Oh, ravenous.
Kenton's finally surfaced. Wants to do a big fry-up for everyone.
Ah, sounds good to me. Once we've moved the Herefords. Eddie?
I could be persuaded. Should we make a start?
Yeah.
You go ahead, Eddie. David will be with you in a minute.
Hey.
Righto.
I just asked Kenton what the pair of you were doing last night.
Oh, yeah.
He told me you were having deep philosophical discussions into the small hours.
Yeah, that's right.
About his and Shula's birthday plans. Amongst other things.
Well, you'll have to miss our party next week. Kathy's booked a couple of days in the lakes as a birthday present.
I know.
You've been missing the wind and waves.
And you discussed Bert's big night at Lower Loxley tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Kenton agrees with me. It's probably against the Geneva Convention inflicting Bert's poetry on the Anglo-German Society.
But he wouldn't tell me what you were really up to.
Up to? Got a very suspicious mind, Ruth.
I know you were doing something else. I heard you in the yard.
Oh. Oh, well. All right.
Go on.
Well, I told him about our decision to cross Brown Swiss into the herd.
What?
He was so excited he wanted some fresh air.
David!
Want me to send them through, yeah?
Yeah, on my way, Eddie.
All right, I'll stop digging for the moment. But you know I'll find out sooner or later. Brian?
Oh, not too close, Jenny. You wouldn't believe how much dirt can blow in a trailer overnight.
Is Rory all right out here?
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on him.
I've been mulling over what you said about visiting Kate.
What do you think?
I don't expect there's any way we could both go with Rory.
Oh.
No, of course not. It's a silly idea.
No, not at all. Let me get that.
Oh, it's all right. I know, it's completely impractical.
I'd love to, but...
Come on!
And it'd be very unsettling for Rory. He's only just getting used to being here.
Yeah, I mean, one of these days, though, I mean...
Well, I wasn't really serious.
But there's no reason you can't go, darling.
On my own? Oh, no.
Well, why not? Kate'd love it, and Lucas.
Oh, no, it's impossible.
If Debbie's going too, you'd have a wonderful time together.
I can't.
Look, why not?
Well, I can hardly leave you by yourself.
Of course you can.
Come on!
Brian.
After everything you've been through, and I've put you through, you deserve to go, Johnny.
And if I was only leaving you behind, what about Rory?
I'll look after him.
What? By yourself?
Yeah.
Cooking his meals and getting his clothes ready and giving him his bath?
Yes, all of that.
Oh, you wouldn't have the first idea.
I'm not helpless with children, Jenny.
Well, I know you're not. But you've never been very hands-on when they're young.
Yeah, well, perhaps it's time I learn.
Well, you couldn't.
Look, I know what seeing our new grandson would mean to you, because I've watched you. listening to him breathing on the phone.
It was wonderful.
And Kate would love to have her mother with her.
But looking after Rory is virtually a full-time job.
I know.
And you can't do that and run the farm.
Well, I don't have to. Adam does all the day-to-day stuff.
But all the same.
I admit it's a challenge. I'd have to do some juggling.
Some?
But I like challenges. And I want to take responsibility for Rory.
Well, I don't think you understand how hard it'd be.
We've got family and friends to turn to if needs be.
Yes, but would you?
Of course I would.
Adam and Ian?
Absolutely. And he likes playing at Lower Loxley. There's David and Ruth.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Imagine what it'd be like for you holding Sipo for the first time.
Well, yes.
I mean, if Rory wasn't here, you wouldn't think twice, would you?
No.
Then you mustn't now. You'll only resent him if he becomes a reason not to do things.
I could look at some flights.
Yeah, do it right now.
Well, if I were to go, how long do you think?
Well, there's no point in less than a fortnight.
That long?
Why not?
Oh, I'd miss Alice's A-level results.
Well, she won't mind.
But of course she will. What if they're disappointing?
Oh, there's very little chance of that. And what could you do anyway?
Oh, she'll need bucking up.
If the worst comes to the worst, she'll have Adam and Lillian, her grandmother.
Yeah, but what about her mother? Doesn't seem very caring.
Jenny, you supported her right through her exams. She won't want you to miss out now because of her.
Oh, I don't know.
She won't. But if you're not sure, well, why not go and ask her yourself?
What's good of you to come straight from Grey Gables? You sure you don't want a cup of tea, Linda?
No, thanks. Robert'll bring a flask when he gets me for our stroll.
Right, best press on then. Now, this is...
This is the confirmation I told you about from the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Ah, so we've definitely got the funds. It's great.
I'm assuming we're still running the open day alongside the flower and produce.
Well, it'd be more of a draw holding them together.
Yes. Well, I'm suggesting we call it...
Churchyard Open Day. Come to see St. Stephen's Acre.
What do you think?
That's very nice. I'm straight to the point.
And these are some of the attractions awaiting our visitors.
A display board of seasonal photos.
Perhaps in the porch, showing shrubs, flowers, wildlife through the year.
A tour of the church and the churchyard.
Treasure hunt for the children. Match up the caterpillar with the food plant game.
That's nice.
And if we're not charging an entrance fee, how about a donations box at the back of the church?
Yes, I was thinking that. And it could go towards another bench outside to encourage quiet contemplation. That'll be the nail varnish, Linda.
Ah.
Amy did her toes in here earlier.
It is quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah, you might be picking up Alice's hair mousse as well.
I see.
It's like a beauty salon in here some days. I don't know why they can't use their own rooms.
Funnily enough, I was thinking how thoughtful the girls are.
Huh?
They're so quiet, you wouldn't know they were in the house.
Yeah, except for the makeup bags and shoes all over the floor.
But they are being very considerate. Well, you've got a guess. Not at all raucous.
No.
I know what it's like when teenage girls get together.
Well, Amy and Alice are pretty much keeping themselves to themselves at the moment.
Lucky you. Now, this is where I need you to take the lead, Alan.
Oh?
Volunteers for the open day.
Ah, yeah.
We'll have a tea and coffee stall.
Yes.
I persuaded Ruth to take that on. But she'll need help to run it, of course.
Yeah, and we'll want some guides for the church tour.
Yes, maybe one or two other jobs. Perhaps we should draw up a list.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Robert. He's far too early.
I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Hi, Mum. Nice to see you.
Oh, and you, darling.
I like your hair.
Oh, well, it's only till I go to the hairdressers.
It suits you coming back like that.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, are we going in? Well, I wanted to ask you something, and it is quite important.
Well, is it all right if we go into the garden?
Oh, yes, all right.
The garden chair's quite comfy.
Have I come at a bad time? Have you, got company?
It's not me. Alan's talking to Linda in the living room.
Ah.
And, Amy's mooching round in the kitchen. So, let's go into the garden.
Oh. One more sack and we'll get going. All right, George?
Okay.
All right, you stay there with Meg. Good lad.
Hello, Georgie.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Oh, let's have a proper hello then. Come on. I didn't know you'd got him this afternoon, will you?
It's only for a couple of hours. Emma's at the dentist.
Well, I'm on half day. I'd have had him.
Ah, it's all right. He's going to help fill the feed hoppers, aren't you, George?
And Meg.
Oh, yeah, we're not going anywhere without Meg.
Thought we might see you last night.
Oh, I was busy.
Out somewhere nice with your girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, who is she, William?
Who told you about Nick?
Nick?
Nicola. Everyone calls her Nick.
Well, I don't, because I ain't never met her. I didn't know she even existed till I were in the shop and Susan asked who this girl is you're seeing.
How does she know?
Satellite dish on the back of her head, I don't know. Someone must have told her. It was really embarrassing.
Get in, George. I'll fix your seat properly in a minute.
All right. Of
course, I made out I knew all about it. Why ain't you said nothing?
Because there's nothing to say.
Susan didn't seem to think so.
Me and Nick have met up a couple of times. That's all.
Oh.
It's no big deal.
Only twice?
If there's ever anything to tell you, I'll let you know.
Oh. Oh, it's only with Susan being so full of herself.
More for you for taking notice.
So what's she like then, Miss Nicola?
Mum, I've got work to do.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You can tell me in the car.
Hey?
Well, I'll keep Georgie busy while you're working. About that, Georgie.
So, you honestly don't mind?
You've got to go, Mum.
Well, what about your results?
I'll ring as soon as I get them.
But what if... Well, I'm sure there won't be, but... What if there's a problem with the grades?
Then I'll deal with it.
But how?
Mum, you were fantastic during my exams.
Oh, I didn't do anything very much.
You were great. And results are results. There's nothing you can do to change them.
I know, but darling...
There's no point in you being around.
Afternoon, ladies.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Robert.
The door's on the latch. Linda and Alan are in their living room.
Okay, thanks.
Mum, you absolutely must go, and it'd be so great for Kate.
I admit I'd love to see Sipo.
Do it. No excuses.
Well, perhaps I will.
She's very kindly invited Lucian and myself for a meal on Thursday.
Hello. We're in here, Robert.
Yeah, Rachel's keen to get out and meet the troops, as it were.
Sounds a very proactive sort of archdeacon.
Yep, she is. Very easy to get along with.
Hi. I'm not too early, am I?
No, not at all,
We've
Robert.
Just finished a very useful meeting about the Open Day.
Ah, good.
Now we know where we're going and what's to be done.
Well, I only hope my church warden's meeting goes as smoothly.
We'd better get off then.
Okay. Bye, Al.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you both.
Oh,
bye.
Good. You've remembered the flask.
Yeah, and I brought your post, Lindy. It looks rather intriguing.
Come on then, Georgie. See what Meg sniffed out.
Yeah, not too far.
It's all right. I'll watch him. No further than that.
Okay, Mama.
He's such a little chatterbox now, isn't he? Who's this Jake we're talking about in the car? New friend at Toddlers?
Jake is Nick's little boy.
Oh. Oh, she's got a boy of her own, is she?
Yeah, nice lad. He's a year older than George.
Funny how much George you'd be talking about him if you've only had two dates with Nick.
Two or three.
Jake this, and Jake that.
Yeah, well, you know George. Then he gets on well with both the kids.
Both? So she's got two children?
Yeah, so...
Just ask him, William.
Well, what about here, Lindy?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'll pour the tea.
Please.
And then put me out of my misery and open your letter.
Oh, I don't know why you're so excited about it.
The Borsetshire Life logo on the envelope. I'm amazed you haven't torn into it already.
I could hardly do that in front of Alice and Jennifer.
Why not?
Well, perhaps the magazine's decided not to print my review after all.
Oh.
I'd rather experience the disappointment in private.
Well, that hadn't occurred to me.
Still, there's no use waiting. Oh.
Well?
A cup of tea would be very welcome.
Never mind, Lindy.
To celebrate with. Look, Robert, a cheque.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pity it's made out to Dylan Nell.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Look at the letter.
Dear Dylan Nels, congratulations on your punchy restaurant review. Punchy, that's good.
Some tea, Robert. I'm feeling slightly giddy.
Okay, you... You pour. It was unlike anything else I have ever read. So much so... Lindy!
See what he says?
Yeah, he's offering you the chance to write more articles.
Another restaurant review to begin with, but then perhaps branching out.
You have a unique way of expressing yourself. I could have told him that.
I sensed I was on the right track, describing the spring onion mash as playfully precocious.
That was inspired.
By the time I got onto the saddle of venison, I was in full flight.
Now, hold on. There's a catch.
Oh?
The last paragraph. Before taking things further, let's talk tactics. Give me a call so we can face-to-face sometime soon. Yours, etc., Glenn Whitehouse.
Naturally, an editor wants to see who he's taking on.
Well, that's the problem. He thinks he's taking on a chap called Dylan Nels, not you.
Oh, well, yes, but...
Well, you have to come clean now, Lindin. Reveal your true identity.
I can't do that yet.
Well, you can hardly turn up for a meeting in a false beard.
Well, no, but you could go in my place, Robert.
What?
You've already phoned us, Dylan.
Only under protest. You've got to tell him who you are.
No, 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 not yet. We can get more out of this situation, Robert.
If Borsetshire Life is paying for those articles, it's pure fraud. Passing myself off as the author.
Why? We can't cash any cheques made out to Dylan Nels.
Well, then have them made out to you. That'd be quite useful, actually.
I can't, Robert, because Glenn Whitehouse has taken against
you
me.
You don't know that.
And it'd only be for a short while anyway.
No.
Till I've established my writing credentials beyond question. Then I'll go to him and tell him who Dylan Nels really is.
It's not right.
The same person he dismissed so glibly when he thought he was dealing with a mere Linda Snell.
I won't do it, Lindy. I cannot pretend to be Dylan.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but it'd be like a second-rate farce.
How funny. I saw myself in a quite different literary tradition.
Of course, I'd like to help.
One extending all the way from Anne, Charlotte and Emily.
What?
George Eliot, of course.
Oh, Lynn.
Talented women forced to assume other identities to protect the precious flame of creativity from crude prejudice.
You can hardly compare yourself.
Oh, I know you think I'm foolish, Robert.
It's
daring to hope that there may be an audience for me beyond the St. Stephen's newsletters.
Oh,
and
now.
You're quite right, of course. It's wrong to expect any help with this small, harmless revenge. Wrong to have spent a lifetime hoping for the opportunity to express myself. Wrong to mind when the chance is snatched away.
I know what you're doing.
I should never have asked. Don't let your tea get cold. We'll forget I ever suggested it. In future, I'll keep my foolish dreams to myself.
Lindy.
It's lovely here, isn't it?
Have you got your mobile on you?
Yes, I think so.
Well, give it here before I change my mind. Against my better judgment, I'm going to ring Glenn Whitehouse.
Robert! Oh, you're simply adorable. Do you want me to dial the number for you?
Debbie! Debbie!
Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Oh, you're looking so well.
How about you? Your hair.
Oh, don't. Mess.
It isn't.
Well, I'm at the hairdresser's tomorrow. What was the flight like?
Fine, yeah. Thanks for picking me up.
Oh, don't be silly. Mm. Oh, it is so lovely to see you.
And you, Granny, for the third time.
I know.
I was talking to Kate last night.
Oh?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it in the car.
Sure. Rory wanted to come with me when he heard I was collecting you.
Did he?
Mm. He's got a thing about airports and flying at the moment. Brian's bought him a toy glider.
But you decided against?
Well, so much hanging around, even if a flight's on time. But I've told him all about you. And he's so looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen this?
Oh, nice timing, Ruth.
They've just delivered the courier.
You see the one by the fence?
What about it?
Well, her udder's quite red, isn't it? If you get round the other side, we can get her into the holding pen.
In a minute. What about this first?
Oh, my old mate Don Culliford on the front page.
His driveway blocked with a trailer full of manure.
Oh, dear me. Fly tipping's getting completely out of hand.
Oh, David!
Doesn't look very happy, does he?
I knew you and Kent were up to something, but this...
Hang on. Who says we had anything to do with it?
Oh, come on.
I am not admitting anything.
Look, I'm not daft.
And if we had, are you bothered?
If Culliford's the guy who tipped you on our land...
He is.
Then I'd be happy to see the muck tip right over his head.
Never thought of that.
But he must know it was you.
Well, it doesn't say so in the paper, does it?
No.
Well, then.
You had a row with him last week. What if he goes to the police?
He won't.
How do you know?
Because he phoned on Sunday afternoon.
He never said.
Well, he was only mouthing off.
What did he say?
Well, he was full of it at first. Gonna get me arrested, take me to court.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Well, there was no need. I sorted it. I told him... He'd have a hard time proving anything. There's an awful lot of farmers with access to manure, but if he wants to bring the police in, wants them to hear about us losing four good milkers because he dumped you on our land, then he can go right ahead. I am not going to be intimidated, and I'm not going to stand for him or anyone else treating our farm as a dumping ground.
Good for you.
He swore at me, and he backed down a little, and then he hung up.
You're sure he won't take it any further?
Nah, it's the last we'll hear of him. He's a nasty piece of work, but he's not a psychopath. Anyway, if nothing else... It's not good for his business getting a name for trouble.
I tried the staff room, Linda, and she's not there.
I have seen her this morning.
Oh,
yes, I know. A lingering legacy from the gentleman who just signed in.
Oh, it's horrible.
2 parts patchouli oil to 3 parts body odour, I suspect.
Is that him? Looking the case into the lift.
Mr. Pettifer, no friend to the bar of soap.
Oh, why do bald men ever wear ponytails?
Perhaps it's to distract from his complete lack of social skills. No eye contact, no please or thank you.
We get all sorts staying here, don't we?
That's not a reason why, Alice. Ours simply to use the air freshener while no one's looking.
Well, that's better.
Now, I did see Leslie on her way to the kitchens, but that must have been an hour ago.
Oh.
Is it urgent? Or can I give her a message?
Well, it's only that one of the polishers has broken down. I've had to get another one from store.
Well, she's always passing through. I'll tell her when I see her.
Thanks. But I thought you were going off now.
No, I've told Roy I'll cover for another couple of hours. Glitch in the rotor.
You've done a lot extra this week, haven't you?
Well, I never mind helping out colleagues. Though it may not be quite so easy for me in the future.
No?
Oh, yes, I have a very busy time coming up.
Well, that's good, if you've got plenty of B&B guests.
It's surprising just how many demands are made on one's time once one's modest talents start to be recognised.
There we are, darling. I can easily make you an omelette or something.
I ate on the plane, Mum.
Are you certain? Well, I've a nice piece of salmon for later.
When did you start stenciling windows?
Oh, above the fridge. Those are only temporary.
I thought it was quite radical.
I painted them with Rory on Saturday.
Huh?
Oh, they wash off. I quite liked the flower one. But he insisted on doing the dinosaur one. Over and over again.
That's the best cup of tea I've had in months.
Is it? It's only our usual.
Must be something to do with the water. Kate wanted to know if you've looked at the latest photos she's emailed.
The ones with Lucas?
Where he's got Sipo on his shoulder, fast asleep.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Oh, Sipo's so gorgeous.
Oh, isn't he?
He's tiny.
I know.
I just want to scoop him up and hug him.
You were right. They are back. Hello, Debbie. Good to see you.
Hello.
Well, don't hang back, Rory. Don't be shy.
This is Debbie. I've told you about her, haven't I?
Sometimes he gets tongue-tied with new people.
Hello, Rory.
You going to say hello?
Come and sit with me, Poppet.
Okay.
It soon wears off.
It's all right.
Well, that's it. You sit with Jenny. So, how are you?
Oh, a few come,
I'm Poppet.
Okay. Have you got anyone keeping an eye on the flat while you're away?
It's quite safe. The neighbours know I'm not there.
Come on, Rory. Can you say a nice hello to Debbie?
Don't make a big thing of it.
No, I'm not. All right, sweetheart. Let's have a cuddle first.
Have you got your bags out of the car?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I'll take them up if you like.
I'll do it later, after I've seen Alice.
Yes.
Of course.
The flight was right on time.
Oh, that's good. We went to look at the deer, didn't we, Rory? That's why we weren't here. And everything's okay in Hungary.
We had the trouble with rust I told you about.
No, I meant with you.
I've brought the milk yield figures over. We're likely to be a little down on last year, but nothing disastrous.
It is swollen, isn't it?
Well, shot of this will sort it. That's it.
At least we've caught it early.
Well, I'll keep checking the next few days.
Off you go.
No, they sound a nice couple.
The Huxleys.
They've been farming in Somerset for about 12 years.
How long have they been using the brown Swiss?
Last 2 or 3 years.
And they rate it?
Bob says it does the job they want.
What time are they expecting us on Monday?
Whenever we get there, they seem pretty relaxed. I said sometime after 11.
Well, we can go straight off once we've dropped Ben and Josh at your mum and dad's.
Yeah, and Bert said he'd call in to make sure everything's all right while we're gone.
Did you see him this morning?
Bert? I didn't know he'd been here.
Called in to bury your angle grinder.
Oh, Frieda hasn't given him another job.
No, he's going to Lower Loxley, helping Nigel with the roof of the gazebo.
Isn't that finished yet?
Only the edges left. Bert says they're quite tricky.
Then that's it.
And they're waiting for the bench to be completed.
Well, I hope Nigel's Uncle Rupert feels honoured, wherever he is.
You don't mind Bert taking the grinder?
No, I can always ring him if I need it.
I said yeah to get rid of him, to be honest.
Oh, why?
He was given a blow-by-blow account of last night's performance.
Oh, as a bard, right? How did it go?
A complete triumph, the way he tells it.
Yeah, well, he would say that.
He had to recite On Lakey Hill twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
On Lakey Hill?
He says everything went down well, but that was the most popular.
He's got to be telling porkies.
No. The Anglo-German Society was shouting out for more.
Two lots of On Lakey Hill? They'll have been carrying people out on stretchers by the end.
Nigel and Elizabeth must have been pleased. They've told him they'd like to use him for similar events in the future.
Blimey.
Maybe we've misjudged his poems all these years.
Maybe. Or perhaps the Anglo-German Society deserves a medal for heroic politeness.
Debbie, I thought it was you walking through reception.
Hi, Linda. I've come to meet Alice.
Well, she should have finished her shift by now.
She's at the bar.
Oh, yes.
She's insisted on being very grown up and buying her big sister a welcome home drink.
Ah. How long are you home for?
Oh, only till Friday.
Then you're off to see your new nephew.
That's the plan.
Hungary 1 week, South Africa the next. What an exciting life.
Believe me, it doesn't seem like it most of the time.
Ambridge must feel very tame to you these days.
No, not at all. I love coming back. There's lots I miss about it.
Do you ever look at the village website at all while you're away?
Sometimes.
Good way to stay in touch, you know.
Yep.
And I wonder whether you've ever considered a subscription to Borsetshire Life. They will post it abroad.
I've never really liked it that much.
No?
It's usually so dull, all society weddings and knit yourself a gun cabinet.
Well, perhaps in the past. Seems to be on an upward curve lately.
Oh. There's nothing wrong with staff drinking in here, is there, Linda?
No, not at all.
I'm off duty.
I only wanted to say hello to Debbie. Now, you two relax and enjoy your drinks.
Thanks.
She's an excellent addition to the team, you know, Debbie.
I'm sure she is.
Thanks, Linda.
I wish I could join you. But I must get back, see if Mr. Pettifer has any more need for room service.
Oh, is he being a nuisance?
3 requests for sandwiches already. I live in hope he'll send down for antiperspirant, but who knows? Bye now.
Bye.
Sounds like you really are part of the team.
Yeah, it's not that bad here, and I need the money.
Then don't waste it buying me drinks.
Well, I've got to make some kind of fuss of you.
Thanks. But I'd have been just as happy with coffee at the vicarage.
Oh, well, it's busy there most afternoons.
Yeah?
Alan's, you know, always got meetings. I try to stay out of the way.
Okay.
You're so lucky, going to see Kate and see Poe.
Oh, it won't be long till you're out there.
Months. Well, I don't know about postnatal depression. Kate sounds hype on the phone to me.
Oh, she's so happy, isn't she? Mm. Especially now Mum's going over.
Is that definite?
Yeah, almost definite. She keeps having wobbles. How will it affect Rory if she goes off?
Oh.
She's taken on a problem and a half there, hasn't she?
Debbie...
You can see the strain it's put her under.
Look, it's no use telling me to go back for Mum's sake. I won't.
I'm not going to.
You know, I've had it with living at home.
I don't blame you.
Really?
Especially if Mum's going away for 2 weeks. The last thing you should do is go home.
Right.
I fully understand why you left.
I couldn't stand another minute.
I can see that. The only thing I did wonder...
What?
When you moved out, I thought, you know, maybe you'd go to Auntie Lillian.
And Matt?
Or stay with Adam, rather than the vicarage.
Well, Adam did say I'd be welcome at Honeysuckle, and Ian.
You didn't fancy it?
It's nice of them. But I wanted to do a Debbie, really.
What?
Be like you. Stand on my own 2 feet for once. Prove I really don't need any help from the family.
Ah, you've made it, Dylan.
Oh, you...
Glenn. Glenn Whitehouse. I understand you had a problem getting in.
A tiny mix-up with the receptionist. Ah. Entirely my fault. When he asked my name, I said Robert without thinking.
Oh?
That's my second name. Only my wife uses it. I'm Dylan to everyone else.
Ah, OK, right. Well, I'm glad you're here now, Dylan.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Happy to. Like a bit of FaceTime with my writers. Grab a seat.
Ah, thanks.
And welcome to Bee Life.
Sorry? Oh, Borsetshire Life.
Yeah, it's a great clumsy mouthful. It's Bee Life in here.
Ah.
That's what I'd like on the cover, but mention any step change brand-wise and the board gets jittery.
Does it?
Tradition, tradition, tradition. That's all I hear from sales and development, but I'm not listening.
No?
Not anymore. Everyone predicted a bloodbath when I axed Wayfarer. Did that catch you out?
I was very surprised when I couldn't find his nature notes.
You're not alone. The phones went into meltdown on that issue.
Did they?
But our ad rev has soared almost 2% since.
Oh.
And coming off the back of new features, Insider, Hot Goss and the rest.
That's good.
And it's only the start, Dylan. I'm taking Bee Life on a journey. I want to give it a contemporary buzz, create water cooler moments each month.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I want you on board.
Oh.
You see, you've got a voice we need. All right, you're retro.
Am I?
Yeah, but retro with a twist.
Ah.
To take Bee Life to the next level, I need voices like that. Shock troops to hit the Borsetshire zeitgeist right in the solar plexus. Do you think you got what it takes?
Well, I was quite good at composition at school, but it sounds rather daunting.
Now, don't worry, you're ideal. Your piece on fly tipping jumped straight off the pile.
Oh, thank you.
And the Terra Nova review, I've never read anything like it.
No.
So, relax, Dylan. I'm only asking you to be yourself.
Borsetshire blue biscuits and some baked with sterling gold.
So it's all finger food?
Mostly. One bite cheesecakes. Focaccia with red onion and cheese.
Makes it easy to lay out before the launch.
Yeah, that's what Ian thought.
And what sort of numbers are we looking at, Caroline?
Well, we'll have to be flexible. I've told Ian to cater from anywhere between 40 and 60.
Ooh, that many?
Mm. Oliver's been getting a good response. He always mentions the launch when he phones a retailer.
Oh, great.
They're not all coming next week. But he's sweet-talked most of them into taking a sample.
Yeah, he's good at that.
We've quite a few journalists. So 40 or 50 is not impossible.
Well, that's not bad.
Pity news of Helen's medal didn't come in time for the posters.
What's that?
Borsetshire Blue's been awarded a medal at the British Cheese Awards.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Mm. But you won't find out till September whether it's bronze, silver or even gold.
We must put that on our website. There's a feature on the launch under forthcoming events.
Can you update it?
Yeah, no probs. And you're happy with the posters?
They look good. And I saw the display boards for the function room.
Ah, they're still a work in progress.
Oh, I was impressed. Oliver's dairies never look so romantic.
And there's still the text to go on. Alice has offered to proofread it for me.
You haven't pressured her into doing it?
No, she volunteered.
Oh, that's good of her.
With any luck, she'll make this a regular holiday job. She's good.
I've noticed she's never in any hurry to go home at the end of a shift.
And you don't often get that with casuals.
Come in. I'm sorry to disturb you, Caroline.
Oh, that's all right, Peggy.
Why are we going in here?
It's only for a moment, dear.
Morning.
Hello, Roy. Is it all right if Jack and I take coffee in the small meeting room?
Yes, of course.
Do you want to sit down, Jack?
No.
I thought he might enjoy coming up here, but the lounge is so crowded.
What are you whispering for?
I'm not, Jack.
I'm asking Caroline if we can have coffee in the room overlooking the rose garden.
You're more than welcome. You know, you never have to ask.
Don't we? Then why are we in here?
You know, one simple error, if you want to call it an error, and that was it.
Oh, dear.
Riyadh Rehab. You know, the line was breaking up.
You wrote she was in rehab.
Well, everyone knows she likes a drink. Unfortunately, she was actually talking about her photo shoot in Saudi.
And you got the sack?
I walked. It was part of the out-of-court settlement.
So London's loss has been Borsetshire's gain?
Hmm. For over a year now. But I'll get back into the celebrity lifestyle mainstream on my own terms.
Uh-huh.
Once I've moved BeLife's readership off life support and into the 21st century.
You don't think much of the readers?
I've met them, Dylan.
Oh, of course.
We have a readers' panel. We'd get better feedback from a seance.
Oh, dear.
And that's why I'm so excited about you.
I don't quite see...
You're living proof. Grey doesn't have to be grim. I mean, all right, you're a fair age.
Thanks.
But you think outside the box. And that's why I want to build your profile at BeLife, starting with another restaurant review, but maybe moving on. Interviews, articles, features, lively, buzzy, contentious. Now, very now. You see where I'm coming from?
Ah, yeah.
Excellent. Then that's us done, unless you've got any questions.
I did wonder, is there any chance of being paid in cash?
You are a real writer.
Checks aren't very convenient, you see.
Yeah, I have to stop you there, Dylan. Accounts have a system. Even I can't change it. Sorry.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Not at all.
And I'll be in touch soon, so be excited. Be very excited, Dylan. Together, we're going to front up and push the BeLife envelope.
He met her at his dance class.
And yesterday was only the second one he's been to.
Well, he must be making an impression if he's getting invited out already.
He didn't know how to take it, really.
When's the big night?
Friday, I think.
That's nice.
Only now, he wishes he hadn't agreed.
Why?
Well, he was having second thoughts by the time he got home. Says he's not used to women asking him out for a drink.
Oh.
He can be quite old-fashioned, can Dad?
Does he think this woman...
Alison?
...was being rather forward?
Well, he didn't say so exactly, but... I reckon that's what he thinks.
Things must have moved on a little since his courting days.
Well, that's what's bothering him. He doesn't know if he wants a date, doesn't know how to behave if he does.
Oh, he has my sympathy. The rituals don't get any easier with age.
Me and Ailey have told him to think of it more like seeing a mate.
Well, that's good advice.
I expect that's all Alison wants.
Is this the first time?
Since Mum died. Yeah.
It'll do him good to get out again.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. Now, if I look in on the gym...
Yeah, I'll chase the suppliers about the new tanning equipment.
Thanks.
Caroline, Roy, we may have a problem.
Oh, what's that, Linda?
The client in 104 appears to have left without paying.
Oh, not another one.
104? Is this the bloke you mentioned?
Yes, Mr. Pettifer. Ponytail, poor personal hygiene.
Are we sure he's bunked off?
I'm afraid so. Nadia went in just now. Everything's gone.
And he hasn't settled?
I tried the card number he gave us. It seems it was stolen.
Oh, no.
Well, it must have swiped all right when he registered.
Perhaps it's just been reported.
Well, if anyone's at fault, it's me. He raised my suspicions immediately.
No, that's all right, thank you, Shelley. I'll manage.
What's the matter with Mrs. Woolley?
Well, it's more likely to be Jack if she's taking a glass of water through. Can you...
Yeah, I'll go and see.
Thanks, Roy. I'll deal with the credit card.
Mrs. Woolley!
I don't want a drink of water.
Have a sip.
I don't want one. I'm not thirsty.
Anything I can do?
No, no. He's a little muddled, that's all.
You don't need a doctor.
Oh, no.
Why is everyone whispering? Stop it.
Just a sip, dear. To help calm you down.
I won't have it in my hotel. Go and look for it.
Have you lost something, Jack?
No, it's not that.
It was there, in the doorway.
What, to the storeroom?
There.
He had a very disturbed night.
It was leathery, like a shoe, poking round the corner. But it moved.
I don't think you saw anything, dear.
It wasn't a rat, was it?
Oh, no.
It had big, beady eyes.
Doesn't sound very nice.
Jack, dear, you must have nodded off for a moment. I was sitting right next to you. I didn't see anything.
Go and look.
I did. Eventually, I had to. There's nothing in there but a roll of carpet.
Oh, well, that's going in the Royal Garden Suite tomorrow.
I won't have it. Not in my hotel.
He does that sometimes. dozes off for a few seconds, then thinks what he's dreamed is real.
Oh, right, I'm with you.
It's all right, you get back to work.
Aren't you going to look for it?
Yes, yeah, of course. I'll have a quick look now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy.
No worries.
Can you see it? It was poking out like a loafer.
Well, it's gone now.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing in there at all. It must have moved off, whatever it is.
Oh.
Still, thanks for letting me know.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I think we'll go home now, won't we, Jack? Perhaps you should try to have a little nap.
Oh, all right.
Are you okay to walk to the lodge?
We'll be quite all right, thank you.
It was very big. Aren't you going to have a proper look?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Thanks, Mr. Woolley.
Look, Wolfie, look what we've got for you.
And the sun for you, Constanza. Pony mix.
Here they come.
Oh, Salieri's interested as well.
Oh, when you're a little older, Salieri.
So, you didn't think much of him?
If there was a Duke of Edinburgh's award for talking pretentious twaddle.
That's it, Wolfie.
He'd be going for gold. I have never heard such nonsense.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, you like that, don't you, Constanza?
He talked about pushing the Borsuch life envelope as though that actually means something.
Well, media types do have their own way of expressing themselves.
I was tempted to ask if I should prod a few jiffy bags while I'm about it.
Robert, you weren't.
It's all right. I was on my best behaviour. For your sake.
Oh, and I am grateful. No, none left, Wolfie. We mustn't overdo the treats.
He seems to hate ordinary people who actually read the magazine.
And there's none in my pocket.
Completely talentless, as far as I can see.
Oh.
Except for recognising good writing. I'll give him that. He was full of praise for what you've written.
Oh. And he's still no idea
that... you're the real Dylan Nels. None whatsoever. It's all gone, Constanza.
You are clever.
It will be a real pleasure pulling the wool over his eyes. Smug little oik.
Well, you've really made up for a very stressful day, Robert.
Yeah. That chap running off without paying.
Emptied the minibar and the complimentary beverage basket.
I bet he does that all the time.
Of course, he hadn't touched the toiletries, which surprised no one.
Caroline doesn't blame you.
Oh, no, but it was such a nuisance. And that was only the start.
Oh, yeah.
Jack was unwell in the conference room. Then Shelley wanted to make changes to the rotor.
Oh, I hope she remembered she owes you a favour for covering for her yesterday.
Cap it all. When I went for my break, the water heater was playing up in the staff kitchen.
One thing after another.
You handyman didn't want to know. By the time I dragged him to take a look, the blessed thing was behaving properly again.
That always happened.
He obviously thought I was wasting his time. Gave me a very dirty look.
He'd no right to.
Well, of course he didn't. There was definitely something wrong with it earlier. The pipes had been making the most awful hissing sound.
That was delicious, Mum.
And the bacon wasn't too crispy.
Mm-mm, perfect. I shouldn't have had the hash browns. I won't be able to move all morning.
Well, it's a pity you've got to, Debbie.
Well, I promised Adam if he needed a hand while I'm here.
Well, he shouldn't have accepted. You're on holiday.
Oh, it's not his fault Jeremy's got a bug.
Well, at least have some more coffee before starting.
Oh, please. I'll enjoy doing some real work.
Well, I'm sure they could manage without you.
Oh, it's better than being in meetings and stuck in front of a computer all day.
Oh, well.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh, if there's a drop left.
And I did nothing useful yesterday, so I can't complain.
We hardly saw you. Did you catch up with everybody?
Not everyone, but I spent some time with David and Ruth.
Oh, they've been very good about Rory, you know. He started to play with Ben sometimes.
We had a chat about their herd. They're looking to switch to crossbreds with Brown Swiss.
And Ruth was saying they're off to Somerset on Monday.
Then I got into Borchester, bought most of what I wanted for Joburg.
Oh, you haven't shown me those tops yet.
No, it was nothing special. But I managed to get a jumper too. Kate says it's cold.
Yes, I know.
Are you treating yourself to anything for going over, apart from your hair, which is great?
Thanks. I haven't even thought about what to pack.
But you are definitely joining us next week.
Well, I've found a flight online next Wednesday.
Have you booked it?
Not yet.
Mum.
Look, I'm going to this morning.
Make sure you do.
And I wanted to be certain that everything here is... Don't worry, darling, I will.
OK. Kate will never forgive you otherwise.
Did you do anything else in town?
Met Sarah for coffee.
Oh, Sarah Goodison from college? Mm-hmm. Is she back in Borchester?
Divorced. Came back last year. Oh. We've been emailing.
Oh, that's nice.
I took her to Jack's, which may have been a mistake. Kenton doesn't get any more sensible, does he?
Oh, what was he up to? He
bounced out from behind the counter, gave him a huge hug in front of all the customers.
Well, that's just Kenton.
Yeah, and served our paninis with a complimentary copy of the Westbury Courier.
Courier?
He had half a dozen copies plastered over the walls as well.
What on earth for?
He likes the photo on the front page, some disgruntled builder.
What?
He said he'd come back and explain. He didn't get time.
Oh, I doubt if it's worth knowing why.
Hmm. Oh, yes. Who's Will going out with?
Will Grundy?
Hmm. I saw him coming out of the bargain shop behind Underwoods with someone.
Oh?
Short brown hair. Quite skinny.
And it wasn't just a friend?
Does he kiss all of his friends?
Well, he hasn't mentioned a girlfriend.
He was pushing a buggy for her, and there was a little boy clinging to the side.
Hmm, she's got children.
I waved, but he didn't see me.
Ah, wonder what Clary makes of it. Mm.
Rory's happily parked in front of the telly with Mousy. Do you want me to sort out his clothes?
No, I'll do it, Brian.
Did you have a good night, Debbie?
Yes, thanks.
Any chance of a chat this morning?
Not really.
Well, only half an hour or so. To update me on the state of play.
The figures are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, but to fill me in generally on what's happening over there. I haven't seen anything of you yet.
It's all there on paper. If anything's not clear, ask me this evening.
Yes, all right.
Adam's dragooned her into helping.
See you later, Mum.
Oh, try and come back for lunch.
Yes, baby.
Well, I'm going to get on and ring St. Chad's, see if anyone's in yet.
We're going ahead then, registering him for September.
It's only if he can't get into Loxley Barrett.
They obviously liked the look of it yesterday.
Yeah, but it's not far to take him. He's got good facilities.
Yes. Well, they should be for the fees they're asking.
It's only a safety net, darling.
I know. But Rory's set his heart on joining Ben at Loxley Barrett, and he'll be so disappointed if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps I shouldn't go to Joburg next week.
Why ever not?
Well, I hate leaving you alone to cope with Rory's schooling.
Look, I'm making a couple of phone calls, so we've got a backup plan, that's all. You have booked.
I know which flight I'd
Jenny,
like.
Jenny, go and do it now, before all the seats go.
You're absolutely certain that you'll manage?
Yes. You're spending half your life poring over Sipo's photos anyway.
Oh, I'm not
so
that
bad. So forget everything else. Go and arrange to meet him in person.
Was something wrong with it, Roy?
Pardon?
Well, the poster for the cheese launch.
Oh, no, it's only this one that's changed.
Oh, what have you done to it?
Well, take a look.
The maker, Helen Archer, who will be awarded a medal at this year's British Cheese Awards.
Well, couldn't miss the chance to put that on.
Well done, Helen.
Yeah, I got the office to run it off.
What about the other ones? She put posters up all over the village in Borchester.
Well, it's too late to change them, but as long as the people coming to the launch next week know.
Well, I guess so. Right. To what?
Well, wait a minute, Alice. Caroline and I were discussing how you're getting on yesterday.
Oh.
That's okay. We're both quite impressed.
Oh, that's all right then.
No, you've really fitted in here.
Well, that's easy. Everyone's so nice.
And I know hotels aren't a long-term prospect for you.
Not really.
But, how about coming back? While you're at uni, holiday times?
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about it.
Well, getting reliable casuals is one of our biggest headaches, so, well, the offer's there, if you want it.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, that's assuming that, I mean, for all I know, you might hate it here.
Oh, no.
Honestly?
No, I'm quite enjoying it now.
Thought you must be, with staying on after your shift so often.
Oh, well, I'm not in the way, am I?
No, I didn't mean that.
It's just easier chilling here than, well, you know, the rest of the staff are so friendly and I don't mind the work.
No one likes cleaning bathrooms.
Yeah, but at least every day's different.
That's true.
Like yesterday, I was vacuuming under the bed and I found the most amazing magazine.
Some guests...
Herpetology Now.
Sorry?
Herpetology Now. How weird is that?
Herpetology is...
Reptiles and amphibians.
Oh, thought it was. That were a skin disease.
It was full of really gross animals, all scaly and leathery.
Leathery?
Yeah, some of them were disgusting. Horrible big eyes.
Right.
Oh, I've been so stupid, Roy.
Well, how?
Well, it was in room 104.
the ponytail guy who legged it.
I should have given the magazine to Caroline, shouldn't I?
Why?
Well, maybe it can be traced or a subscription or something.
No, don't give it to Caroline.
Oh?
She's, very squeamish about reptiles, snakes, what have you.
Oh, I didn't know.
In fact, it's best if you don't tell anyone yet. There's no sense in causing unnecessary alarm.
Alarm?
The magazine's probably completely irrelevant, but, just to be sure, I'll do a little checking myself.
Adam's got you hauling grain.
Looks like it.
Well, is he on the combine?
Nope, with the pickers.
Who's driving the combine, Jeff?
Yes.
Well, couldn't you arrange a swap over?
Why?
Well, you handle the combine a lot better than he does.
No, I don't.
You always have done, Debbie.
He is perfectly capable.
Yeah, he's not bad, but it's not making the best use of resources.
And even if I were better...
There's no if about it.
How's that going to make Jeff feel?
Oh, come on.
I'm only filling in for a day and he gets pushed out.
Jeff's a realist. He won't mind.
He takes a lot of pride in his work.
I know.
So how does demoralising him help with the harvest?
I'm not trying to demoralise anyone.
Adam made the right call. I'm best staying on the trailer.
Yes, all right. God, it was only a thought.
You should have more faith in Adam. His man management is pretty good.
I know it is.
He thinks carefully about his decisions, how they'll impact on other people's lives.
All I was saying
is
that...
Like some people. You want to try it sometime. It can save a lot of unhappiness. Oh!
Sorry, Alice. Didn't mean to startle you.
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting anyone to step out of a cupboard.
Ah, well, you haven't been here long enough to see a snap inspection before.
No.
It's perfectly routine. Happens from time to time.
Leslie didn't tell me.
Well, they're a surprise. So, I'd be grateful if you didn't mention it to her. Or anyone else, come to that. Till the inspection's complete.
Okay.
There are still a few other places to look at. Take no notice if I pop up unexpectedly later.
All right.
Got to be thorough.
Are we in trouble? The housekeeping team?
No, it's all perfectly normal. Simply making sure that there's nothing where it shouldn't be.
Like in the store cupboard?
I was just checking the way the hand towels are stacked. Not bad.
Right.
And the soap dispensers are as I expected.
Good.
Perfectly satisfactory all round. So, carry on. Keep up the good work.
Where's Rory?
With Freddie and Lily till 3 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to Lower Loxley.
Elizabeth phoned after you went out, and I said we'd have the twins here on Saturday in return.
Oh, right. I was going to see if he wanted to come down to the fishing lake.
Are you checking on Izzy and Pip?
Making sure they've not had any problems collecting fees. You couldn't nip down for me, could you, Jenny?
Oh, I know they can ring if anyone's being awkward about paying.
It's just I wouldn't mind getting back to Longfield. We're having a heck of a job up there.
At least you've been able to get in today.
Well, only by keeping the trailers on the headland and bringing the combine to them. Makes everything so slow.
Oh, I know, it's frustrating.
And even them are still hammering the soil.
Oh, right. I'll go and see the girls as soon as I've finished this, then.
Thanks. What's the list for?
Bits and pieces I need to buy before Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you finally booked.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I drop Rory off.
At last.
It's mainly things for the house. Don't want you and Rory running out of anything.
Don't worry about it.
Though I'm still not certain I should be going at all, you know.
Jenny.
If you're going to be so busy trying to rescue the harvest...
Jenny, look, Longfield's our biggest problem. Once that's out of the way, everything else is manageable.
But you've had all that trouble with the rape as well.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of farms coping with very much worse. Now, honestly, Adam and I'll manage.
Are you sure?
Yes, and if I don't, he will. Debbie says I don't give him enough credit.
Adam?
Made it very clear I could learn some management skills from him.
Oh, well, at least you've been talking with her.
And it wasn't much of a conversation.
Darling, sit down for a moment.
She told me my judgment's useless and I'm completely insensitive.
Oh.
She's quite right, I suppose.
You know how angry she is.
I wouldn't have minded anger. It wasn't even that.
But she was sincere about Adam.
Completely.
Well, that's something. They do seem to be getting on better, don't they?
Yes.
Such a relief after the bad patch they went through.
Due to my lousy man management, no doubt.
Oh, Brian.
Well.
It's better for the farm. It's better for all of us that they're working together as a team again.
I'm all in favour of her sticking up for Adam. She wasn't so keen to kick against me at the same time.
I know it's difficult for you.
I mean, I'm not a complete idiot. I knew she was bound to react to Rory coming here. Just hadn't realised it'd be such a strong reaction.
Bringing him here has had all sorts of unforeseen consequences. Bad and good. And if one of the positive ones is Adam and Debbie getting closer, we should be grateful, shouldn't we?
Yes, I suppose we should.
Come on, slow coach.
Debbie?
What kept you?
Oh, easy, Spearmint. Oh, well, I didn't know you were going to gallop off.
You've got to give Tolly his head past Longwood.
You were riding like a maniac.
It felt great.
Oh, don't forget the trap runs next to the road in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't entirely forgotten my way around, Alice. I'm not that old and doddery.
Oh, I wish you weren't flying off tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm dying to see Sipo.
Me too.
Oh, I wish you were coming with me.
Aww.
Come on, Tolly.
It's been fantastic having you around.
Yeah. It's been good.
You've really cheered me up.
I thought you were a bit down this week.
It's that obvious.
Well, I'd be the same. What's happened at home makes me mad.
It's awful. The way Mum's been taken for granted.
Don't get me started.
And everything else is pretty rubbish too.
Oh, is work getting to you?
Oh, no, that's all right. Boring sometimes.
Yep, that's work.
But it's okay. Though today was pretty strange.
Yeah?
I keep falling over Roy in all sorts of strange places. He's inspecting everywhere, all the cupboards and corridors, to make sure they're, one, clean and tidy or something.
Isn't that part of his job?
Yeah, but asking the head chef to help.
Ian's helping him.
I saw them having a long talk this morning. An hour later, Ian's on tiptoe in the service lift, trying to push up a hatch in the ceiling.
Maybe they're due a, you know, health and safety inspection.
Maybe.
So, if it isn't work...
It's okay, Deb. Forget about it.
Go on. Don't need me guessing.
It's Amy.
Oh?
She's been really awful.
Is she?
Foul.
What about?
Me wanting to join the RAF.
What's it got to do with her?
It's against all her principles.
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks.
No one's asking her to join.
But she won't listen to reason. We've had a couple of really big rows about it.
Oh, that's why you wanted us to meet up at Grey Gables on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, it's not very nice at the vicarage. It's like we're being ultra polite the whole time to stop ourselves shouting at each other.
Yeah, can't be much fun.
It isn't.
What about Alan? He must have noticed.
That's what I feel guilty about. He's always so friendly and it's such an awful atmosphere.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
And if it's not going to blow over between you and Amy?
It won't. No, it's too important. It's about what I want to do with my life.
Well, in that case, perhaps you need to...
It's okay, Deb. I don't need advice. I'll sort it out myself.
I don't mind.
No, it's all right. I don't want to waste your last couple of hours in Ambridge whinging. Right, come on, Spearmint. Let's show them how it's done.
Oh, no. How long have you been waiting, Alison?
Oh, not long.
Well, I was going to ring, tell you it was running late, only I couldn't find your number.
Oh, look, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Sit down, Mike.
Oh, look, I don't want you thinking. I'm never late, usually.
I've only been here a few minutes.
It's stupid of me. I finished my rounds. Mate asked if I wanted to go fishing. Tony, I said, yeah, but only for an hour, because I'm going out this evening. And it was only an hour.
Oh, you don't have to apologise.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the fishing. No, not directly. My granddaughter, Phoebe, I've talked to you about her, haven't I?
I think so.
Well, she comes in and we start talking about fishing. And it's funny, but for a girl, she's really interested. Oh, sorry, You don't go fishing, do you?
No.
Oh. Well, she makes me promise to take her sometime soon, so we gets talking about what she'll need, and that starts me off how my dad used to take me, because he did. You know, once a week through the season, except when he was away. Next thing is, I've lost track of time.
It doesn't matter, you're here now.
I don't still smell a fish.
No.
Oh, I scrubbed up, I was in such a rush.
Mike, relax.
Yeah, sorry. Look, what can I get you? Another one of them?
Oh, no, I've had enough mineral water. Now you're here, I'll move on to wine.
White or red?
Red, please. Yeah. Love anything California.
Right. Oh, damn it.
Sorry?
Oh, I must have dropped my wallet in the van. Oh, I won't be long now. You stay right there, Alison.
Is that the lot, Debbie?
You picked up the green bag?
Yeah, it's in here.
Then that's everything, Adam. You don't mind taking the bibs and the little teddy for me, darling?
No.
What are we doing?
And I can bring the rest of the baby goodbye. Things with me
Debbie's
next
going to the
week.
Airport.
We're going to have such a fabulous time when you come over, Mum.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Poor old Lucas, having to put up with three of you.
You'll love it.
You make sure your mother doesn't spend all her time doing chores, Debbie.
Oh, Brian, I won't. Look,
I know you.
Can I go to the airport?
Not this time, Rory.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, darling.
No, you're going to bed in a minute.
Oh.
I'll pick you up on Wednesday.
Well, that'll be a big help. Rory?
Yes?
Are you going to give Debbie a goodbye kiss?
Mum,
you lift him up, Brian.
All right.
No, you're only embarrassing him.
No, he doesn't mind.
It's okay. Goodbye, Rory. See you again sometime.
When do you think you'll be back here?
No idea. Shall we get moving?
Okay.
Well, try and make it soon, Debbie. You
I'll
know we love...
I'll keep you posted on the harvest data.
Yes, thanks.
Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Hope it's a good flight.
You will remember to give Kate and all the rest my love.
I'll pass on what you said.
Bye, darling. Ring as soon as you can tomorrow morning.
I will.
Let us know you've arrived safely.
Can we play football now?
Oh, no, not now. It's bedtime.
Oh, please.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Is it coming out?
Some of it.
Do you want me to get another damp cloth?
No. Yeah, that's the worst. There, that'll do.
Oh, Betty always said red wine was one of the hardest stains.
Oh, we'll see.
I've ruined your blouse, haven't I?
Well, it's nothing special.
The best thing is to take it off and then get it into... Oh, I mean, obviously I ain't suggested it.
It's okay, calm down.
Oh, I feel such a fool. I was only carrying the two drinks.
You're a lovely guy, but you're starting to drive me crackers.
Am I?
You're bobbing up and down, backwards and forwards. This is meant to be a nice, relaxing drink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I better get you another
In
one.
In a minute. Sit down. Just calm down first.
Oh. I don't know what's making me so cack-handed.
I do.
Well, what?
It's me.
It wasn't your fault. I spilt the wine.
I'm making you nervous.
No.
I can see I am.
All it is, I ain't used to, well...
Going out with a woman you don't really know.
No. Well, not recently.
How long's it been?
Good long time. 35 years.
That's how long you were married to Betty?
Got wed 1972, I lost her back end of 2005.
That's quite some marriage.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm the first person you've been out with since?
Yeah.
Well, I'm flattered.
Oh, that's not what I went to the dance class for.
I know.
But when you asked if I wanted to meet up...
You thought it was the right time?
Part of me said no, but part of me said, why not?
What was holding you back?
Didn't seem very loyal to Betty. Oh, you don't want to hear me going on about her.
Mike, can we stop thinking about this as a date?
Huh?
We're just friends talking, all right?
Oh,
And you let your friends say what matters to them.
Right. I still miss her like crazy, to be truthful. talk to her all the time in my head. I ain't mad. I know she ain't listening, but, like, well, you was married, weren't you?
To Jerry, yes.
Well, you know, you save things up during the day, little things that happen, thoughts about the kids, worries, stupid stuff, most of it. And you get together in the evening and out it all comes. Things you can't say to anyone else on earth. Must have been like that with Jerry.
I wish it had been.
Well, when you've had it, that's what you miss the most. Mm-hmm. Closeness. Now there's no one to listen. Well, I mean, the kids are great, but...
That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, and it ain't healthy bottling your thoughts and feelings up. Well, I've been that way before, so...
So that's why you came to the dance class?
No! Well, not consciously. I just enjoy dancing.
And you're very good at it.
But maybe at the back of my mind, perhaps I was hoping to meet someone.
What's she going to be like when you do meet her?
Oh, probably don't even exist. Well, it can't be someone who expects me to forget Betty, because I won't. I mean, I won't go on about her all the time, but if I did pal up with someone, I'd be decent to them, you know. You wouldn't believe it, but I can be good company when I ain't spilling drinks.
You're good company now.
But I'd never pretend the past hadn't happened or that Betty didn't mean everything to me then. She'll always be in my heart.
I think anyone you get close to will understand that.
Nah, probably never happened.
Oh, I'm going to the class, coming for a drink tonight. The big steps forward, Mike. I mean, maybe not between you and me.
No, I can see that.
Look, things went so sour with Jerry. It'll be a long time before I'm ready for anything serious. But I think you might be.
Oh, I don't know.
You just have to meet the right person.
Oh, the areas I work, folk I mix with, don't see how that's going to happen.
Well, lots of ways. Get on the internet. Join a dating agency.
No.
Read the small ads. Why not?
That ain't really me.
Well, have you ever tried it?
No.
Well, then, you won't know until you do.
I really appreciate it.
Who told you?
Mum. Said you chewed Brian's ear for questioning my judgement.
Yeah, well, I meant it. You've got everyone working really efficiently, Adam.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Hog the middle lane, why don't you? Well, thanks.
You're doing an excellent job.
It's been very helpful, having your input this week.
I've actually enjoyed working together again.
Don't sound so surprised.
Maybe we're getting used to having different roles.
You seem to be thriving in Hungary.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the freedom. Having a life away from Ambridge.
I can imagine.
That's something you ought to think about, Adam.
Hmm?
With Rory suddenly appearing, who knows what's going to happen to the farm in the future?
I don't think even Brian knows.
All the more reason not to rely on staying there forever.
Hmm. It's been odd, you know, being the only one of us spending time there since Alice walked up.
You can't blame her.
Well, I don't. I'm impressed by how decisive she was and how well she's coped since.
Yeah, maybe she's not coping as well as she wants everyone to think.
No?
She doesn't like to admit it, but it's not going very well at the vicarage.
Oh?
She's fallen out with Amy, big time.
Ah.
She's finding it very difficult, and I know she's already turned down moving into Honeysuckle once.
But
my guess is things have changed now. She needs some help. Any chance of you being her knight on a white charger?
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.